Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Why? Why is the question? Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man. Hope you're having a great day. I am not Mike Bell because despite the fact that the Braves are done, finished, out of it, have no shot.
Kaput. Finito.
Finico. Anything you want to use, any phrase you want to use, we know this. We know where our lot in life is right now. But why?
That's it. It's all over.
Yes, it is. Take a chance with your best player, your most dynamic player, your all-star, your MVP, and continue to run him out there. And last night, I don't know if you guys are watching anymore. Mike said it. Maybe you've completely tuned out. But if you did, I know you're on the edge of your seat like, are you serious right now? This is about to happen with all of these other injuries, with the entire starting rotation on the 60-day IL. Now we're on the verge of losing Ronald Acuna. And Mike, look, I don't get into these arguments more times than not with people on social media because it's a lost cause. Mm-hmm. I got better things to do. But I will tell you, going back and forth with a lot of people today, they feel like, oh, well, you got to let him play if he wants to play. And I'm simply going to tell you guys that there's not a player, including Kirk Cousins, who doesn't want to play. But if Kirk Cousins was honest with the trainers, they may have saved him and saved our team. You have to sometimes be saved from yourself. As a player, you always want to go out there. I don't think Ronald Acuna is any different than anybody else. But this is on SNIT, Mike. This is on the trainers to say, no, you know what? We don't need him out there. There's no reason to have him out there.
Yeah, I mean, we're going by the published reports that are out there. You know, and here's what's, Grant had and Mark Bowman's had and Dave O'Brien's had out there. If there's an inkling, if there's a word that Ronald somehow did something, rounding the bases on the bases clearing double by Riley the other night, and that gets back to Snicker, you got to sit him. You know, but here's the thing. Does it get to Snicker? Because at times this year, Snicker's kind of been, and I'll go there because I don't care anymore. Because Carl just said it. This year, there's just too many things to overcome. And Snicker, I don't know if he's lost his touch. I don't think there's anything any other manager take any of the great managers in the history of baseball could do with this team. But, I mean, is he aware of what's going on in that clubhouse? Does he know? I really want to see him go out in style. That's not going to be the case. I think part of this is Snicker's got to go. I think we need a new regime. And by the way, we need to bring someone in from outside the organization. We say it again. Let's get outside the Braves organization for our new hire. Let's change the approach as things have wound down subsequently, Carl, since 21. But getting back to your initial point, if you hear something about that, you got to sit him. Because I said today on Twitter, he's becoming Mike Trout. And one of our listeners said he already is Mike Trout. Which is terrible because that's an amazing generational talent is going to be just shot down by injury after injury after injury.
Yeah, and guys, look, to Mike's point about Snit, Mike, it's a really good question. I don't know if he's checked out. I think it's unfair to say that a guy with his experience, his love for the game, I would hope that that's not the case. But being totally in tune means you don't play Ronald as soon as you find out if he did, and we have to assume he knew. Because the rumor is he asked Ronald, do you want to play? And Ronald's like, yeah, I want to play. So you've got to make that decision. Here's the deal for me, guys. With the injury history, he missed, 49 games? He didn't play until May 23rd this season. So he misses a month and a half, almost 2 months of play, comes off the ACL, off the left knee, and ends up being an all-star. And you know what a difference he's been already this season. In 2021, it was the right ACL. And now we're talking about an Achilles strain. Now, I told you guys a few weeks back, I've been dealing with this. I had this whole thing where I went to the doctor and he was like, don't do anything silly. Like what? Step off a curve. I'm not even chasing down fly balls, let alone the stuff that they're asking Ronald Acuna to do. So, guys, he's hitting .306, 20 base hits, and 14 home runs. Mike, OPS over 1,000. Duh. He's the best player on the team. I want to go back to July 2nd. And a lot of times I tell you this, Mike and I, this show, we're way ahead of the curve. All right? We tell you things and you guys go, you guys are idiots. You guys don't know what you're talking about. July 2nd, I said this. And I'm going to say this now, and I hope it doesn't happen. But if we're out of it, there's no reason to run Ronald out there. I'm being real with you guys.
Right.
Like, there's no reason to waste a healthy Ronald Acuna, right? And say that you feel like you're playing for something. Now, the Braves may say, well, nice try, Dukes and Bell, but hey, we do still have a stadium in the field. I got to tell you, some Braves fans are going to show up because that's what we do.
Right.
Even if we're out of it. So that whole notion is silly. I'm just simply saying, like, let's be smart. If we know, okay, this is not going to be our year, fine. Right now, Mike, you got to shut him down.
Carl was on it, man. We said it. You know, I mean, we have things that we get into over the course of the season, and we go with what we know, and Carl went with it right there. And we've heard that, you know, the MRI is going to verify if it's simply just discomfort and there's no significant injury. If there is or there isn't a significant, you got to shut it down. There's no reason, as we said, you wanted to be Mike Trout because calf injuries equal Achilles injuries. We've seen it. Mike, so look, in the NBA this year.
Look at Halliburton. I mean, seriously. You want to run him. And here's the thing. It's even if there's no damage, you're going to say, well, he should be back out there. Why? The attempt to put him back out there, let's just say he misses the next 3 weeks. You're going to run him out there with us being out of this race as far as we are, Mike, with a chance to blow his leg or his Achilles? I mean, that would be dumb. It would be completely stupid of management. And I don't use that word often when it comes to our management because I try to give him the benefit of the doubt. That would be stupid. If you ran Ronald Acuña out there 3 weeks from now and you said, well, no, we're not planning for anything, but if he blows that Achilles, it won't be a big deal. 404-726-0929.
Hey, man, earlier today we found out that, and this guy was good early on for the Braves, and then he kind of reverted back. Eniel De Los Santos, DFA today.
Ugh. Did he really?
Horrible. You know, for much of the, I guess the first half of the season, I believe I heard Grant say to Andy and Randy, ERA was under 3. Mm. Well, it ain't that no more. This guy has just been batting practice. So, De Los Santos, again, when you have no money, you got to pick up these guys and hope for the best. And the bullpen was good for a minute. I know it got taxed with the, you know, all the issues to the injuries to the starting pitchers. But De Los Santos, I never want to see this guy in a Braves uniform again, and that you don't have to.
Hopefully. And as far as the trade deadline is concerned, look, this is what I'm hearing. We'll see what happens. It's been quiet, right? I'm not talking about for the Braves. Just think about around the league.
Yeah, it really has been quiet.
There's not a lot of good players that are going to get traded this trade deadline. And because of it, and the teams that do have players that teams want, those teams are playing hard to get because they know there's not a lot of good players to be traded. It's quiet. I think it's going to be quiet, Mike, even when we get to the trade deadline. Not telling you deals won't be done. There's already a couple. But it's not a flurry like we're used to where leading up to the deadline, multiple deals have been made. And we're talking mostly bullpen and starting pitching. For the most part.
The other thing is, you know, with baseball, 30 teams, there's 10 teams that are just terrible right now. Unfortunately, the Braves are one of them. And there's 20 teams that are still viable for the play. Now, certainly some more than others. But then you have, like, sort of the real tweeners. Are the Cardinals, a game over 500, going to make a play? Kansas City, we just saw. Are they going to make a play or throw up the white flag? Arizona, you know, they're 6 games under. A lot of folks say they're done. And they're going to be moving pieces. You know, there was a team out there, the Guardians. Now, well, they just lost their closers. Now that's a big chunk they can't replace. So we're out. So we're going to see. You just don't have a lot of teams. So now the teams that do have some things to move, there's a lot of leverage because you may have Yankees, Red Sox, you know, the Cubs, Phillies, you know, Milwaukee wants to finally, you know, burst through and get out of that first round. So we're going to see. But you're right. This has been super quiet. I think we get a flurry of action tomorrow before 6.
Yeah. The Rangers could be a sleeper team. They're really good. They've got the best rotation in Major League Baseball.
They're on a heater, too, now.
They're hot. And they could come up. And it wouldn't surprise me if they make a move. Listen, the Cubs need another big bat. And that's the move I'm waiting to see. Maybe Suarez gets traded there. We'll see. There'll be some moves. But it's not going to be crazy. And part of that is around Major League Baseball, everybody kind of knows this is, and it's not that when you start talking about, like, it's not a class, this isn't right. The NFL. We're just talking about the group of potential guys that you may trade for, renting players to make a run. It's not a great group, and the ask is a lot. Everybody talks about Mike, what's the kid down there?
Alcantara,
everybody wants him. The ask is outrageous.
Yeah, well, look, if I'm the Marlins, you know, they've been giving away their stuff for decades now. You know, ever since Huizenga passed. And so it's just, they've just, absentee owner after absentee owner, they've developed great talent and it all winds up somewhere else. So imagine having Giancarlo Stanton and having the kid from the Brewers. And they had all these different amazing pieces. They're all gone. So yeah, if you're going to move Alcantara, you're going to reset your farm system.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're starting here because Ronald Acuña is getting an MRI today. And again, when you talk about tightness with Achilles, soreness, it doesn't matter. That leads to potentially other things. Whatever this MRI says, hopefully it confirms that it's just sore and he'll be okay. But I don't want to see him anymore. I don't need to see him anymore. And I said this to you guys, and I stand on it, and I mean it right now. If the Braves end up running him back out there, and God forbid he gets hurt again, this one's on them. The last two, freak. Freak accident. This dude's making a play in outfield, Mike. ACL pops. Okay, you know what? It happens. We've seen it before. But he's come back from both of these injuries and not lost anything. He's still that dude when he's on the field and completely healthy, and we've seen that since May 23rd. Now this may be a setback, not only for this season, but also you don't want it to lead into next year.
No, I just think a lot of guys, by the way, and I think we'll do a poll question today, Day-Day, at Dukes and Bell 929, regardless of the results of the MRI. How about this? Shut him down regardless for Acuña. And I'm with you. Up until a few weeks, remember, you kept asking me, I'm like, nah, we'll give him one more try. One more. No. You know, what they did against the Mets was a nice kind of like, you know, a little bit of a little bit of an uptick. But the reality is this team had to do everything, like the bullpen and the starting pitching, on the cheap, and has come back to bite you. And when you've got guys that have never pitched the kind of innings they had, starting pitching's gone. You know, you didn't get Profar for half the season, you know, and everything else, it's kind of just added up. And then, like, I'm glad to see Harris is hitting. But Money Harris can't do an entire career of not hitting for the first half of the season, you know? That's got to change. This, they got to figure this out in the offseason on Money Harris.
Well, here's the part about this, Mike. Like, I love the kid. I really do. And I want him to work
through
these differences or these difficulties that he's going through. But, well, when we talk bad about guys, sometimes people get the impression that we're trying to run guys out of town. That's not the case. I want the kid to be successful. Right. But if he's not hitting, it's a business. We've got to get guys that are hitting.
And you said it, guys. It's real quick. We'll do the Dukes and Bell primer, get it out of the way. Same thing goes for Kyle Pitts. We want all our athletes to succeed. When they don't and they underachieve, we call it out. It's performance-based. Our business is performance-based, and theirs is.
So with Money Harris, the funny thing is, though, now there's nothing on the line. You're not playing.
Loosey-goosey.
You're not playing for anything. It's easy now. When it was hard and I needed you, it wasn't there. And that's my concern. Like, okay, circumstances have changed. Anyways, Ronald Acuña, we'll see what the deal is. We'll keep you updated. Hopefully we'll hear something between now and 6 o'clock before the show is over.